Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a story of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and a way to inner soul awareness. Today I welcome Carla Savetsky, a holistic women's health expert and owner of Natural Healing for Women. Hello, Carla, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure, Cheryl.
Carla, as listeners of this show are very well aware, healing and wellness are much more than the relief of pain or physical symptoms. Healing is a multidimensional event that encompasses mind, body, and soul, and as such is really an investigation of self, the world and universe, and relationships that guide us to evolve. My guests and I share these many metaphysical issues and research in hopes of creating a more desirable physical and spiritual reality for all of us. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Carla Savetsky helps ultra-sensitive women, and men also have many of these issues, find answers to mysterious conditions and long-held health conditions that get in the way of soul expression and living their most creative life. Carla has spent her life integrating the study of human potential and spiritual growth with her professional expertise in both conventional medicine and holistic health, including women's reproductive health, clinical herbalism, holistic nutrition, flower essence therapy, energy healing, and Maya abdominal massage. Carla, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, or interest that they had, and if that has been a motivation to the work and life they are living now as an adult. Because personally, I feel we come into this life with a soul plan and experiences that will manifest as we learn to know our energy and life purpose more intuitively and create a healthier life journey. So think back for a minute.
I have always, as a young child, I always had an interest in the supernatural and in sort of extrasensory, otherworldly things. And there was nobody in my family that shared that interest. But one of my friend's mothers was a foot reflexologist. And she was very psychic, and she used to share with us. And one of her daughters, the sister of my friend, also used to share about being able to shift things with her mind and about spirit. So that's really who influenced me in my childhood.
Yeah, you were born with a sensitivity and a soul awareness already. And I also was that way, quite different from other members of my family. But I just indulged in sort of flying off the ground, dancing very fast, and being in love with superheroes and people who could create things beyond what people thought was normal. But also, in regard to that story, my father was a podiatrist. He's in spirit now. And through a medium, he told me I was to study foot reflexology, which I did. I'm a Reiki master teacher. But I did study that because he told me to do that. And it, of course, helped me to intensify my understanding of the body and energies. And it's very interesting how when he was alive, I don't believe he was that aware. But in spirit, he knew what I needed in order to help my own spiritual development progress. So I think that fits right in with your story also.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, Carla, your work is informed by 18 years as an obstetrics and gynecological physician assistant, as well as the holistic healing business that you started in 2004.
Yes.
So tell us, fast forward a little bit. from childhood now to your work and your greatest health challenge in 2012.
Ah, okay. So fast forward to now. Maybe I should take it from 2012 because that feeds into why I left New York City and why I left the practice of medicine, which was that in 2012, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I had spent my lifetime, my whole adult life, working on my health. And in my 20s, I had a very long and arduous health struggle around chronic fatigue syndrome that I was debilitated by and literally took me many, many years to overcome. And I'd overcome many other health struggles in my life too, including polycystic ovarian syndrome, hormonal imbalance, digestive issues, so many things that I overcame with natural remedies and through my own self-healing. So when I was diagnosed with the breast cancer in 2012, I recognized that this was really my greatest health challenge to date. And because of the chronic fatigue syndrome, it left me with many sensitivities, including chemical sensitivities. I'd always known that the harsh medical treatments for cancer, like chemotherapy and radiation, wouldn't work for me. And so I was faced with that quandary and that challenge of how I was going to go about healing myself, because the recommendation for those medical treatments I knew wouldn't work for my body. Mm-hmm. And so so I was faced with this challenge that I really had to look within and find my answer for healing.
Well, I think I think you also realized it was an outcry from your soul. You know, very often I say to people who have an issue, you really don't have anything. Your soul has just created this situation for you to go to another level of understanding yourself and life and your body, because the body reflects the mind and the emotions. So for you to work on something, to make some change or shift in your life. And I have spoken to many people, young women like yourself, who have had cancer, who have not bought into the traditional protocol of chemo, which is a very harsh treatment for sensitives. People who cannot tolerate it. And I interviewed Lorraine Benault a few years ago, and she had an herbal treatment with studies done that showed it worked as well as chemotherapy, even as on its stage four, four cancer. So I am very aware, and I am with you, that the body has a way to heal itself. And if it's in your soul journey, and, you know, we're born with a time to come and a time to go, and experiences to have, and I'm a medium, so I'm aware that something survives physical death. And I like to share that with people. But let's go on from there. You did find a way of working with your own condition. What were some of the treatments you or routine? What protocol did you establish for yourself?
Yeah, well, let me just say that right away I recognized that that the issue was deeper than the physical, because I'd already been on, you know, I ate organic, I did yoga, I did all these things for my health. I had been on a wellness journey for my whole adult life, but I realized that there were deeper issues in my life that needed to be addressed. And so one of those things was both leaving New York City, where that was my home, to a less toxic environment, and also getting out of the medical field and really giving myself to what felt like my soul's purpose and soul's work, which was helping to heal women on this deeper level, to really resolve chronic issues rather than just masking them.
Yes.
And so I left New York City and I went full time into my natural healing business at that point, in 2014, at the beginning of 2014. So So those were two things that were really important for me to do. And then lastly, to also teach other women that they could heal from breast cancer. They had other options. And so I did a very rigorous nutritional and herbal protocol. Like I shared, I changed my lifestyle in terms of living in New York City and the stress of that. I gave my life more to the things that really called to me, like nature, to music, to writing. These were things that my soul was calling out for that I didn't have time for in my New York City life.
Yeah, what you did was get in touch with your inner being, your soul life, and what you were born to do. And having
right.
that situation was part of your discovery and
yeah.
your joy of your soul to live life in a different way and to find your purpose, which you did, which is what I
yeah.
have said to many, many people. There is nothing random happening. Nothing is a coincidence. There are no
right.
coincidence. That was the title of my first book, Life is No Coincidence, as I became aware
yes.
that there was a
Yes.
greater plan, and the energy around us was giving us all loving messages for us to enjoy this time to the best of our ability and experience the challenges also to the best of our ability without fear and the lower emotions, the lower vibrations, which ultimately lead to disease in the body. And so we want to learn to understand energy, because in learning
right.
to understand energy, we learn to know ourselves as energy beings having a physical life. And we must address
Right.
the needs of those energy instincts within us that
Yeah.
call to us. So, Carla, you say a woman might think they are sensitive when in actuality they really mean somewhat different or slightly different. Tell us about that. I am definitely, you know, a sensitive. And
Yes, yes, yes.
I like that you said it that way. So please tell us something about that.
Okay, I just want to say one other thing to address your other question or what you were just saying, because it was so beautiful, Cheryl. That when I was diagnosed with the cancer, and of course that brings with it an incredible amount of fear for
yes.
most anyone,
mm-hmm.
A saying that I kept with me as a mantra to help me through that time period was this expression, which is, nothing happens to you, everything happens for you.
Beautiful.
And I held that so close to me, and I because I believed it, but I really wanted to believe it all the way down to my guts. And so, you know, now that is very clear to me. But that's something that anybody who's going through a hard time can hold on to as something that's reassuring.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's all about soul courage. You know, you've seen people when something happens to them, they say, oh, bring it on, bring it on. Because
Right,
because
you
they
need to
know
summon that
you need
courage,
to
yes.
go through it. You don't have to
Yes.
stay in it, but you do have to experience it. You don't have
Yes.
to embrace it, but you do have to flow through it. And there's
Yes.
really nothing bad in our life. There's nothing bad or good. There are just
Yeah.
experiences and the joy of another day. Another sunshine, another smile, right? And another
Yeah.
possibility for knowing yourself better as an eternal soul. So let's go
Yes.
on. How do you
Yes.
move ahead knowing these physical, emotional, and environmental sensitivities?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, I have found that one of the most, you know, sometimes labels can be very helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Naming something can really inform us about ourselves. And so when I heard the term ultrasensitive, that sparked something in me. And it was like, oh, that's what I am. That explains so much of how I function in the world. And it allowed me to search for the tools that I needed to function in this world in a way that felt comfortable.
Yes, to be
And
more
I think
comfortable in your physical body. Yes, to have your energy
because
more comfortable in a
in
physical life.
right, because nobody teaches us in school
No.
that we're ultra sensitive. Nobody generally teaches us at home, right? For most of us who are ultra sensitive, maybe in our family we got the message that we were weird, or we were high maintenance, or we were a pain in the butt, or something like
Well, I
that,
remember being told as a child, you're just too sensitive. It's like it was a
right?
disease and I should stop it.
Exactly.
I mean, I was
Right.
very bright. I was in gifted classes, but they didn't understand that a sensitive is just reacting to all the stimuli, all the people around them. They're empathic. They're picking up other people's emotions. They're getting stomach aches. It's not their own stomach ache necessarily, but it might be someone else around them who isn't experiencing pain that they're picking up. So it's a great gift, actually, but it is a gift that needs to be understood by parents and teachers and medical people, and I think now it is. But I'm going to tell you a little story about that because I didn't know as a child, and I didn't really think I was too different. I sort of knew how to blend with people and have some friends, and I didn't feel different. I just was uncomfortable very often physically. So here I am in college, all right? So I'm 17, and I'm at a fair in New York City, the San Gennaro Fair,
Yes, of course.
down in Little
Yeah, in Little
Italy,
Italy, Little
right?
Italy, yes.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, I feel this heaviness on my chest and on my forehead, and my legs feel like I'm walking through tar. And I was so overwhelmed. I pulled my boyfriend into a store. And once I was in the store, I felt a little better. And it still didn't dawn on me that it was the energy of all those people out there so close together and anxious about making choices and the noise level, being in the city, that was really disturbing me. So it took a very, very long time for me to learn that there were places I was comfortable in and places I wasn't comfortable in, like malls, with a lot of people, or cemeteries, or a large school with so much emotional content, and I was a teacher, so a lot of emotional content coming out of people's thoughts and feelings. So for those people out there, they really do need to have the tools. If you're a person who feels this way, it's a great, great gift that can be used to help you and other people. But you
That's
must
right.
have the tools to protect yourself and to
Right.
find where you're most comfortable. And we have to treat ourselves well, not with
Right.
shame that there's something wrong with
Right.
us, but with the reaction that when we know how to use this ability, we can help ourselves and other people. But let's go on,
Right.
Carla. We are living in very turbulent times now and must assess our own needs before we can help others. So how can we work towards that as creative beings, sensitive beings, people aware of holistic healing methods and what we need for ourselves and what we wish to share with other people to help them?
Right.
So
Right.
what
Well,
do you think about that?
I think it goes back to what you were saying. We have to have an appreciation who we are, what our gifts are, what we bring, and what our limitations are as well, so that we can, really take care of ourselves. And from there, we can step into the power that we need to bring forward in order to help heal these turbulent times.
Yeah. And
Because we all have our gifts. And if we're hiding out because we feel too sensitive to bring ourselves forward, then the world doesn't benefit from that gift.
Absolutely.
And all of
Absolutely.
us healers and sensitives and artists and all these people need to come forward at this time to bring the healthy balance back to the planet,
Thank
because
you.
it,
Yes. The creative
right?
people are the people who feel on a little, I would say 25% perhaps of the population are this way. They are the people who feel so deeply, and they can
Right.
help those who are a little unaware, unawakened, so to put it, not so much aware of their inner life or energy life yet, to understand what's going on. So we talk about words like resistance versus letting go. Well, resistance is stressful. Letting go means acceptance, allowing and surrendering to life as it is. Now, there's a lot of resistance in the world right now. There's a lot of anger in the world right now.
Yes.
And I'm
Yes.
going to suggest to our listeners that there is a plan. Everything will be fine. We will move forward through all of this. I think what's going on is just a way for more people to awaken. And to be able to say, I will help myself and I will send out into the world my best energy and love, compassion, and do what I
Yes.
do best creatively. And that will
Yes.
reach a few people, and then another person will reach a few more. And eventually, we will not behave in some of the primitive ways that people are behaving right now. And there will be more
Right.
unity and more love flowing between
Yes.
us. Now, you
Yeah.
say that it's our birthright, and I believe that is so, to heal from any ailment, and that there is a different paradigm than the medical model. Tell us something about that. We touched on that before.
Yes, so the body has an innate intelligence that knows what balance is, and it knows how to find balance as long as it's not being impeded. There's also an innate intelligence to our being that needs that will seek expression, right? So,
Yes.
illness is one way of the body expressing that imbalance. And it's telling us, pay attention here. Look, I need some change, some transformation to happen in order to find this balance.
But
Yes.
let's go on to you also talk about this is important. The 9 steps to mapping the journey to health. You gave 9 steps, and if people could follow some of these steps, they would
Oh
be in
gosh.
much better shape emotionally, physically, and
Yes.
spiritually, and they would find that level of joy that's theirs. They were born with it. Nobody took it away from them. They just forgot who they were for a little while, and we want
It.
them
You
to
know, it.
remember it. So, what are some of the
Right.
steps that they can map the journey to health?
Oh gosh, I feel like you're referencing one of my blog posts that I haven't seen in many years or something. So
I
I'm
am,
not
so, and
sure.
it's
Yes,
beautifully
yes.
done. So
Oh,
I'll
thank
start by
you.
I'll give you one.
Okay,
The first
okay.
one is unearthing the meaning. What is this illness asking? Why do I have this illness? What does this
That's
illness really
right.
want me to address? And not why, what, not saying why me, why did I get it? But what can I learn from this? How can I advance from this? How can this help me? And then to
Yes, yes.
follow, number two would be to cement your physical health protocol, to come together with a strategy to ensure a strong immune system and open
Yes.
detoxification channels. And when I say detoxification, I don't just mean of the body, I mean of the emotions, of relationships, of
Yes.
past beliefs that may not be serving us any longer, which may have never been true in the first place, but we were
Right.
given that as children, or past patterning as children
Right,
that have to be let
right.
go. And on your third one was unwinding the fear. If you want inner peace, you gotta let go of those fears that are not real anyhow. They're just part of an ego reality, labeling and beliefs that other people gave to you, but they're not yours necessarily. And then,
Right.
this is a big one, you have to confront the emotional burdens, getting
Yeah.
clear about the painful emotions that hide inside you and which are impacting on your sense. This is probably hard for people to do because we live in denial about
We do.
many things because it just feels right, but you'll never move past and blossom
Yeah.
into the full beauty of your potential if you do
Right.
that. So
Right.
you've got to say, well, why do I always feel so unhappy when I get together with my friend? I
Right,
don't see her
right.
often, but every time I get together with her, I have a stomach ache. What is it
Right.
that she's saying or doing that is making me feel less than myself? So that's
Yeah.
important. And then we have to learn, this is very important too, genuinely to say no or yes. If we need to
Yes.
say no for our health and safety, by all means, do it. We're not going to hurt anybody. They'll find someone
Right.
else to go with, and we will hurt ourselves if we say yes to something that we're not comfortable about. So all these
Right.
things, learning to ask questions about yourself and why you're reacting to certain things, creating a community or being with people who are experiencing similar things, these are all part of moving towards your life's calling. And I
Yeah.
say, if you do this, no matter what the outcome of any problem or illness, you've already won. It doesn't
Yes.
matter,
Yes,
right?
yes. And Cheryl, one thing that you haven't mentioned, and I don't know if it's in that list or not, but seeking support. You
Well, I
know, so
think that was
many of us.
creating
Oh, was that
community,
there?
yeah?
Okay. I'm not sure. But just to say that, you know, so many of us are isolated and feel like we need to go it alone, or we're not strong if we don't know how to fix it ourselves. And part of the healing, I believe, is realizing we all need support, and support is in itself, asking for support, finding the right support is such a big part of the healing.
Thank you
So,
very much for saying
yeah.
that. So many people feel alone, but I want to tell you, we're never alone. We are supported by spirit and by those in our life. And we were born
Yes.
with support and came in with helpers, and they're always around us from the minute we enter life till we leave.
Yeah,
So
I agree.
I would like to thank you, Carla Savetsky, for your tireless efforts in exploring the many holistic practices, techniques, and thought processes necessary for healing and loving self and life. For more information, go to naturalhealingforwomen.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have addressed situations that affect many women and men whose bodies and neurological systems are hardwired to interact with universal energy and to process the physical and spiritual world through heightened awareness that, when understood and managed, lead to great positive healing effects for themselves and for others and for our world. In these most challenging times, I believe many more people will use their intuitive gifts and physical connections to emotions, and they will navigate the world in a more meaningful and interactive way with nature, humanity, and spirit, and we will help more people conquer disease, mental health issues, limitations and fears that take away our natural soul birthright, which is to be healthy and joyful. Through
Yes.
self-investigation and self-mastery of our thoughts, attitudes, actions, and by releasing old beliefs that no longer serve us, we find peace. The body can heal itself in many cases through changes in our lifestyle, diet, exercise, creating more satisfying relationships, and trusting that there is a bigger plan for each of us and all of us in our ever-evolving world of life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to listen to and read about leaders in the field of health, science, spirituality, energy, psychology, the arts and music, as we move towards higher consciousness and solutions to modern day challenges. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.